It's the Midnight Radio Network, 800-288-9227. Gary McNamara along with Eric Harley.
And with us, Lyndon Finney from the Trucker and retired senior trooper Monty Dial of the Texas Highway Patrol, courtesy of Old Blue USA, a special edition of Ask the Law as we talk about the new proposal for hours of service. Remember that the comments made by anyone other than Trooper Dial are considered to be opinions only. Information and answers to questions are up to date as of today, December 24th, 2010, can change without notice. AskTheLaw.org is the website. All right, gentlemen, here's where we left off. On our last segment, we were talking about this driving window. All right, Trooper Dial, this rule, if it becomes a rule, would limit the standard driving window to 14 hours while allowing that number to be extended to 16 hours twice a week. Expand on that for us.
What they had to do, Eric, is they had to come up with a definition. And what they did was they came up with a word or wording that would describe what the driver's total duty hours for the day could be. Because of two items. One is the maximum number of hours the driver can work is 13, provided that he takes a one-hour break in there. The other part of that has to do with the fact that they are allowing a driver twice a week to extend his total duty hours from 14 to 16. So they had to come in and come up with a word or wording that would denote, okay, this is your standard window. And so they came up with this driving window of 14 hours.
All right.
Then they said, okay, now then, once we've established that this driving window is 14 hours, now then let's go in and talk about some changes that is fixing to affect this driving window.
All right. And so what about this extension to 16 hours twice a week?
What they did was, and I think this is one of the things that I will give FMCSA and Ann Farrell and her staff for listening to the truck drivers at the sessions, because they were talking about instances where a driver goes to a shipper and a receiver and he's tied up there.
Right.
So what they've done is they have allowed the driver to extend his driving 14-hour driving window by two additional hours to 16. Here's the caveat. For him to get that 16 hours, he has got to take 3 hours off somewhere else during the day to get that. If he doesn't have the three hours off in there, then he's beyond the 14th hour and placed out of service.
Am I correct, Monty, that he has to take those 3 hours, he has to take that within that 16-hour window?
Yes.
And he has to take off duty time for that, is that correct?
Yes.
And could some of that be sleeper berths? Could that some of that be the two-hour sleeper berth?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. All right, so it is a period of 3 hours off duty, and it could be a combination of off duty and sleeper berth?
Yes.
All right. Actual duty time within the driving window would be limited to 13 hours.
Correct. What happens is they've come up with this driving window to be 14 hours. Of those 14 hours, he can have driving and on-duty not driving, that totals 13 hours. And he has to have 1 hour in there, essentially the break.
Okay.
Drivers complained about not being able to take a break.
Okay.
Well, now then, they have put this mandatory break in there. So the driver has to take the break. Therefore, it reduces his driving window of 14 hours,
right,
now down to only 13 hours of total duty time. That's driving and on duty, not driving.
Right. So this the again, going back to limiting the standard driving window to 14 hours there, you know, aside from this exemption a couple of times a week, you're limited to duty time of 13 hours because we have to account for that 1 hour break.
Correct.
All right.
Now, going back to the 16 hour extension, the driver is only allowed to use it twice in any consecutive 168 consecutive hours.
7 days.
No, it's not seven days.
It's not 7 days.
No, 160 hours equals 100 equals 7 days.
Hmm.
But you have to understand that this scale is constantly sliding. So you cannot say that, driver, from Sunday to Sunday, you can only use it twice. You have to slide this 168 hours down through the calendar.
Now, Monty, and that's because, Monty, am I correct that if they do extend to 16 hours, when that 16 hours is up, they have to take 10 off before
correct.
They can come back on?
That's correct.
So that's where it starts sliding. Is that correct?
Well, what would happen is, let's say for an example, that driver has Sunday off, zero
okay.
hours for Sunday. Monday, Tuesday, all of a sudden now he wants to take advantage of that 16 hours. He comes back on Wednesday, and let's say that something happens and he doesn't get to work that day. So now then, or he gets tied up at the shipper. Now then, he comes back, and on Thursday, all of a sudden he decides that, okay, now then I've got an opportunity to use that 16-hour exemption again. It means that he cannot use the 16-hour exemption until Tuesday of the next week.
Mm. Mm-hmm. All right. And by the way, it's important to remember here this definition. We need to be ever mindful of this definition of driving window. This does not mean
no,
that you can
correct.
Drive 16 hours. That exemption is going to mean you can drive 16 hours that day. As you mentioned, that you can only do that with taking that 3 hour break. It just means that window from the time you start driving in the morning to stop, or whenever it is you start driving, to the end of that driving period is going to be limited to 14 hours, with the exemption and that extension being twice a week at 16 hours. But you're going to have to take breaks in there. That is the only way you'll get to, as you mentioned, the 3 hour break with the 16 hours, and you will be taking a 1 hour break within that 14 hours. And you will not be driving 14 hours a day, and you will not ever be driving 16 hours in a day with that extension. Again, that driving window is very important. We just need to make sure we focus on the definition of that particular phrase. All right.
And after you use that 16-hour window, you could not go back on duty until 10 hours after that window ended. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
All right. Okay. We're going to talk more about the next point here coming up in just a few minutes about drivers would be permitted to drive only if 7 hours or less have passed since their last off-duty or sleeper berth period of at least 30 minutes. We'll again expand on this, and there's just lots of math going on here. And we will, I'm certain, Trooper Dial, you've been putting this to a logbook and putting up some scenarios there. And so we will just try and go through these point by point as we've been doing here on a special edition of Ask the Law. Trooper Dial is with us, Lyndon Finney of the Truck, and you on this Christmas Eve, as we cover this breaking news for the industry, courtesy of Old Blue USA. Eric Harley, Gary McNamara
on the Midnight Radio Network.